feel very, very fortunate to come out of there with a W, with how we, did so many things we need to improve upon. But at the same time, as we got it down to the, the last drive, and we're able to win it in the last seconds of the game, that's great tribute to the kids, their perseverance, their character. And, a good thing to build on as you go forward. Certainly, a zillion and a half different things we got to do better protect. We protect the football.
First question this morning from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
Mac.
Your thoughts on that last drive. 1:47 left. You're down for the first time in the game at 17-13. First and 10 from your own 25. Take us through what you saw. You had some moments of real anxiety there.
I can tell you what I saw. I can't think of what I thought, because there was two things in my mind. It's the pessimistic look and the optimistic look. And, when you look at how that one came out, there was someone looking kindly on us, and a quarterback was able to make a play down the stretch. But, you saw we got it to a 3rd and 20. I mean, that looked like pretty unmanageable. And then we ended up getting a fade ball. I think it was the number 8 games. And then we got down the red and into the low red area. And when that ball came out of Dev's hands and got into, to Sean's hands, I truthfully have never seen anything faster in my coaching career. When he took off and I saw him weaving through it, and then I said, he's got a shot at the end zone. And then a couple of the guys down the field, I think it was Brady Work and maybe Marquise, just got in the way of the other two guys, and we scored, and the rest is history. But it was a phenomenal finish to a really phenomenal game. I couldn't be more happy with the defense. And obviously we gave up one score at the end of it that put us in harm's way. But when you look at the game, something happens on offense, something happens on defense. If the other side can pick it up for you, it's a really good sign of your character and your team mentality.
And if I could follow up, Rob, Devin Farrell, coach, gets his first career start, 287 passing, 55 rushing, none bigger than that 4th and 10 for you on that final drive when he ran for the first down. Your thoughts on him throughout his first game?
Well, I think that he, had a good first game. I think when you really look at it, with a fine-tooth comb, I mean, there was a zillion and a half mistakes that he's got to correct, particularly his handling of the football. But, first time he played a game since high school, I think, he found a rhythm. He found some, he found some and made some really spectacular throws, and his feet obviously helped us quite a bit. But, there's so many details in the offense that will allow us to get that much better offensively once he goes in and executes it the way it's coached with Murph, because he's going to set him up. Murph will get him in the right spot. We just got to go ahead and continue to improve as a whole group.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep.
Thank you.
Jimmy, next question from Ian Steele. Good morning, Ian.
Thanks, Rob. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, Ian. How you doing?
Good, good. Going back to Devin, when you're in the portal nowadays and you see a kid who hasn't played a lot of college ball or any college ball at that point, what are you looking for and what did you see from him that made you want to bring him in?
Well, he's been here his second year now. I mean, he was Kasim's backup last year. So, it almost tests my memory to find out what we saw. But, Murph had a relationship with the kid. We knew he had mobility. We could see his high school tape. We knew him in high school. Got a very talented arm, and he wasn't getting the burn he wanted at Virginia Tech and didn't see light at the end of the tunnel. So, he made a decision to look for something else, and, we kind of found a good marriage for him. He got a chance to learn under Kasim all last year, and obviously with a huge competition all fall camp, he earned the spot, and he ended up doing the best with his opportunity, and now we just got to continue to improve from there. But he's a talented kid that I think has a tremendous amount of upside as we go down the road.
Next question from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. The atmosphere the other night, sold out crowd. How important was that for particularly the younger guys to be able to experience that and get a win in that environment?
I think it's everything. When you come to play college football, you want to come to a place that has energy and excitement in it. And Mead Stadium has become that thing to do in Kingston, on Saturday nights and Saturday afternoons. I think they recognize, good product on the field. But, the fans are involved. They see a very bright future, and they're all about Rhodie football. So we're thrilled to have them, and it was great for our kids to get that kind of experience. And We count on them to be there each and every game as the 12th man.
Next question from Montana Frizzelli. Go ahead, Montana.
Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good, Montana. How are we doing?
Good. Coach, can you just address the ball security situation from the other night? Kind of like a butterfinger situation. I mean, you know what I mean? Putting the ball on the turf is not a good thing. So how do you address that going forward, especially this week going into a big environment, Big Ten environment? I mean, you need to have the football to win games.
Yeah, you're not going to win it if you put the ball on the ground six times. We lost it three times, which is three too many. We didn't get the takeaways to even up that score. You know, we've got to get rid of the ball on time, you know, which created some problems. We've got to stay back in the pocket, which created some problems. We crept up in there a little bit, and the couple just got dropped. So, really, the answer is very simple right now. You drop the football like that, you will come off the field, and we will play the next guy.
Thank you.
Follow up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, conversions, third and fourth downs for you guys offensively. 11 of 19, including 3 of 3 on fourth down opportunities. Talk about the importance of those numbers.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's so easy to say they're huge. I mean, you know, really, I thought the third down conversion was big. But when you're looking at fourth down, and I think that we had, you know, three of them, which were critical situations, and we picked them all up. I mean, that's a really phenomenal accomplishment. I mean, it's something that we do talk about quite a bit, that when you're in a fourth down situation, particularly short, you should pick it up. But I think we picked up a fourth and forever at one point, too, which is a little bit unusual, but certainly keeps the sticks going and you know, gives us a chance to win. So I thought that performance offensively was great, and I thought defensively they did a good job on third down as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, from Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, Jim, just getting ready for Minnesota here. What do you expect from the atmosphere, and what are you doing, if there's anything in particular, maybe you've pulled from like the Pitt experience in years past, you know, to get them ready for the big atmosphere like that?
Yeah, maybe we'll do some crowd music. I mean, maybe some crowd noise, something like that during the course of the week. I haven't played out at Minnesota, so I really don't know. I think that, you know, you certainly do draw experiences from your previous games, you know, as a program, when you're playing up for what we call the money games, you know, and we've been close to a lot of those. You know, I mean, we went through the whole roster last in team meeting this morning. You know, Pitt was a, you know, 10-point, one score game late. They got a cheap one late and gave up a punt return in that game for a touchdown. Can't do those things. Played Virginia Tech. You know, we were going in for a score to tie it up in the fourth quarter. You know, we're unable to convert there. You know, you're going to win that. You know, you're in position to win it, but you aren't able to get it, you know, if you make stupid mistakes. You know, triple overtime versus Central Michigan, you know, the win over UMass. I mean, there we have to approach it the same way that we've been approaching it. Obviously, got a three-hour plane flight, got to get out to Minnesota and play at 11 o'clock. But I'm looking forward to it, and I think the kids enjoy these experiences, and that's why we schedule them.
Jim, the quarterback at Minnesota is a guy, at least, that you've seen a couple of times in Max Brosmer. That's a pretty unique situation. Just some of the challenges, obviously it's an FBS, a Big Ten opponent, but what are some of the challenges that Minnesota present for you specifically?
Well, I mean, Minnesota is a very large football team on both sides of the ball. They're athletic and they're very well coached. You know, they seem very fundamental in how they go about things, and you know, it's not an issue of alignment assignment. It really is a question of how you can play technique sound versus them and be good against a bigger opponent. Now, you know, we played against those before. You know, you're playing against Brosmer. I mean, you know, we understand what he's all about, and I thought he warmed up quite nicely in that game. After a while, he was throwing some shots. So I hope he doesn't have too much confidence, because he's had us before. But he is sitting there playing behind an enormous offensive line. But, you know, we'll try to disrupt him as much as we can, and you know, we're going to have to play very well on both sides and can't make any mistakes. And you know, as all these games, I always talk about it, try to get it close in the fourth quarter and see if you can steal one. I mean, that's the way these usually end up.
All right, Jim, safe travels out to Minneapolis, and good luck on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thank you.